Renting a property from a landlord can be a mutually beneficial relationship. As a tenant, it's essential to maintain a good relationship with your landlord, but sometimes, in the heat of the moment, you might say something that you'll regret. There are certain things that you should never say to your landlord if you want to maintain a good relationship and avoid any potential conflicts. Here are some of the things you should never say to your landlord. I tend to make a lot of complaints. Are you the one to speak to? To avoid being an unwanted tenant, never complain excessively or be difficult to work with. Landlords prefer tenants who are respectful and approachable, and who don't cause unnecessary problems. Stay on good terms with your landlord by addressing legitimate issues calmly and respectfully. This builds trust and fosters a positive relationship. I'll fix it myself. If something needs fixing in the rental property, it's best to let your landlord handle it. Attempting to fix something yourself could make the situation worse, and you could end up causing more damage. Additionally, if you cause damage to the property while attempting to fix something, you could be held responsible for the cost of repairs. I'm having a lot of parties. Throwing wild parties without your landlord's permission can have severe consequences, including eviction and legal action. While it's okay to have friends over for a social gathering, it's important to respect your neighbors and avoid excessive noise, damages, or illegal activities. Remember that your landlord is trusting you with their property, so make sure to obtain their permission and be responsible while hosting social events. I'm subletting the apartment. Subletting your apartment without your landlord's permission is a breach of the lease agreement. If you're caught subletting, you could face eviction, and your landlord may take legal action against you. I'm breaking the lease. Breaking the lease agreement can have serious consequences. If you need to break your lease early, you should have a conversation with your landlord and try to come to a mutual agreement. Otherwise, you may be held responsible for the rent until the end of the lease agreement. I'll just deduct it from the rent. If something needs fixing in the rental property, it's not okay to deduct the cost of repairs from your rent. This is a breach of the lease agreement and could result in legal action. Instead, you should notify your landlord of the issue and allow them to handle the repairs. I don't have to follow that rule. The lease agreement outlines the rules and regulations that you're expected to follow while renting the property. If you don't follow the rules, you could be evicted or held responsible for damages. If you have an issue with one of the rules, you should speak with your landlord to try and come to a compromise. I am a landlord, so I cannot commit to paying rent on time. If you're unable to commit to paying rent on time, it's best to avoid renting a property until you're financially stable. Not being able to pay rent on time could damage your relationship with your landlord and result in eviction. I hate my previous landlord. It's never a good idea to badmouth your current or previous landlord. Speaking negatively about others could give your landlord the impression that you're difficult to work with or unreliable. I've rented a lot of houses in the past. While it's okay to have experience renting, bragging about it may give your landlord the impression that you're difficult to please or may cause issues. I've just been fired from my job. Landlords prefer tenants with steady employment and income, and may be hesitant to rent to those who don't have it. If you've recently lost your job, it's best to be honest but not give too many details. Instead of saying "I've just been fired from my job," try saying something like "I'm currently between jobs, but I have enough savings to cover monthly rent and a security deposit." This way, you're being truthful but also reassuring your landlord that you're financially stable. This room will be great to rent on Airbnb. Renting out a property on Airbnb without your landlord's permission is a breach of the lease agreement. If you're caught doing so, you could face legal action. This rent is way above my price range, but I'll make it work. If the rent is above your price range, it's not a good idea to rent the property. Struggling to pay rent could result in eviction and legal action. I move all the time. If you have a history of moving frequently, your landlord may view you as unreliable or difficult to work with. It's important to be upfront about your rental history and to establish a positive relationship with your landlord. In conclusion, there are certain things that you should never say to your landlord if you want to maintain a good relationship and avoid any potential conflicts. It's important to remember that renting a property is a legal agreement, and you're expected to follow the terms of the lease agreement. If you're having issues or concerns, it's best to have an honest conversation with your landlord and work out a solution together. By following these guidelines, you can ensure that you have a positive relationship with your landlord and enjoy your rental property.